Talk about how competitive you guys were tonight, 5-on-5.
Every single game you want to win. They're an extremely skilled team over there. They work hard. They're structured. So, 5-on-5, penalty kill, power play. I mean, it doesn't really matter. I mean, I know we're a hardworking team, and we're doing everything we can in every situation. It just didn't fall for us tonight.
Justin said he felt like that was a different team tonight than the one you saw in Toronto, maybe because of what happened to them in Buffalo. Did you get that sense?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you throw up 5 on a team at the beginning, they're going to come back hot regardless, and then especially with what happened in Buffalo, they're a team that's competitive. I know that. I know a few guys over there are extremely competitive, so they're going to come out hot, and they did. They capitalized on their chances. We didn't, so there's not much you can do.
Adam, I got the sense on the two penalties called on you in the second period, there was some frustration there by you. Did you you took issue with the first call diving, I assume?
Yeah, I mean, I not diving. I got hooked and then high-sticked and went down, so my bad, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Second one, I'm just working for the puck. I mean, other player throws up his hand, then the ref throws up his hand, so I don't – that's why there was a little bit of frustration there. I don't think that was his call. It's not in my control, though. I mean, first one I can promise you I wasn't diving. That's not the way I want to play. So, other than that, I can't really speak too much how the refing was.
Do you just accept or assume that it's a process every young player goes through, that you don't get the calls maybe until later in your career?
I mean,
help in the short term.
Going through where I've played, I mean, in juniors and college, I mean, you never really get the calls. There's things that refs miss. There's things the refs call that that you disagree with. So I haven't really experienced any favoritism that way. I don't really know what to expect. But as a young player, you kind of just got to keep your head down and keep your cool.
Yeah, that's going to be tough sitting in the box for the 4-on-4 and the power play goal.
Yeah, obviously I want to be out there in the 4-on-4 and try and do something, but the fact that turned into that situation is not something I wanted. And then watching the power play goal, I was obviously extremely frustrated about that.
What was your reaction when Sean went down?
I saw him get hit on the far side, and he was my change, so I was watching him come off, and he was coming slow, and he was hunched over, and I jumped on the ice, and then whistle blew, and a lot of commotion went over on the bench, and I saw a towel come on the ice, so things were getting a little scary there. I haven't seen him. I haven't talked to him. Everybody said he's okay, though. So thank God we're praying for him. So we're really happy he's doing okay. That's scary. You never want to see that happen. So I'm really happy he's doing all right.
Had you ever been part of something like that in your hockey career?
Not that I can remember, no. I've seen it happen to other teams before, and it's extremely scary. So you never wish that on anybody, right? Everybody's here to play the game, right? We all want to have fun, so you never really want to see that.
How big of a relief was it to get word in the first intermission that he was okay?
Yeah, huge relief. Obviously, when we came back in here, we all had a lot of question marks, and Coach came in before to talk to us, and he told us first things first, he's all right, so we can get that out of our heads. So that was really good.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah.